from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tomorrow, Syracuse University, the Orange, open up against Ohio, 3:30 p.m. The JMA Wireless Dome in Syracuse. As I welcome in our next guest, we've been doing this every year for the last few years, and always my pleasure, Syracuse Athletics Director John Wildack. I have to tell everybody a funny story here, and going to spring this on John and apologize to him, because last year, in January, I think it was, this past season, I took my son Max, my wife, and my mother-in-law to Syracuse for a basketball game, and you know, we try to get to a game or two every year if we can, and finally it worked out in the schedule. My mother-in-law was in town, so we all go to the Syracuse-Pitt basketball game. And Max, my 10-year-old son, I mean, he does it up. He's got the orange hair, he's got the chain, he's got the jersey on. I mean, he is just all in. He loves Syracuse, and he's a super fan, right? So he puts on the stickers, Otto the Orange stickers, and he says, "Dad, here." And he puts an Otto the Orange sticker on my face. And I'm like, "All right, you know, it's my son, and I love him. Let's go." So I got an Otto the Orange sticker on my face. After the game, I had actually never met John in person, but I said, "I need to go meet John Wildhack to say, you know, hey, good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the radio." So I go down by the court. I see him. He's walking around. I go, "Hey, John, Sal Capaccio." And John, I think you looked at me like, who is this weirdo with an Otto the Orange sticker on his face? That was me. So it stuck with me ever since, and I apologize for that.
I like it, Sal. You know what? Really good wardrobe for that game. Really good wardrobe. You can wear an Otto the sticker anytime you want.
I love it. I love it. Thanks for always joining us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What I'd like to do with you is just start kind of big picture college, and then we'll narrow it down and tell everybody about the game tomorrow and, you know, get everybody out to the dome if we can. Let's start, obviously, where, you know, a lot of people do with college athletic directors these days, and NIL and portal. I'm curious, how much of your day and your team's day is spent kind of reading rulings, navigating how you have to do it, compliance, what's happening tomorrow, what's happening next week, and what's happening in the next 6 months?
Well, it's a significant amount of time. It's a really good question because it's been a really unsettled time. It still is. The potential settlement of the House case, legal case, would provide, you know, some degree of clarity going forward beginning next year, but it's still going to be really, really murky, I think, for a number of years. So we spent a lot of time on it. And, you know, as part of that, to answer your question, you know, I spend a good percentage of every day with NIL increasing our NIL base, as does our overall athletics fundraising team. Because if you're going to be – it all used to be about bricks and mortar, Sal, right?
Yeah.
And facilities still matter, and we're in a great place there. You know, the dome, unbelievable. The reseat was done over the course of the summer. It looks like a pro stadium when you walk in there. The Mellow Center for hoops is great. We have a new football performance center, well under construction. Will open late winter, early spring. We checked the box there. Ensley Indoor Practice Facility. So we've got the facilities. Now what we're really focused on is we need to be competitive in the NIL space. And we are. We're not where we want us to be yet, but we've made a lot of progress. We need to make more, you know, going forward. And that's a key, you know, that's a key chunk of my day.
Tell me about that. How do you make sure you're competitive? What do you need to do? What are the steps you need to do to be competitive in this ever-changing landscaping, knowing where you fit in at Syracuse University and what's right for Syracuse, obviously?
Well, and that's a real, you know, we've got to do things which work for us, right? And you got to be smarter. And it's, you know, mm-hmm. Okay, raising money is important, but you got to be smarter in terms, and you can be smart how you spend it. We hired a GM in men's basketball, Alex Klein, who was a scout for the Knicks. It's unbelievable the contacts and the information he has. We hired a data analyst, analytics specialist in men's basketball. So we've got to be really, really careful in our evaluation of whether they're high school recruits or kids in the portal, right? All right, somebody may be a really good player. Do they go to class? Are they a good teammate? They show up at practice on time. They conduct themselves the right way off the field, off the court. Are they a good locker room guy? You've really got to do, in some ways, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the NFL or the NBA. Yeah. You've got to know as much as you can about that individual person, you know, before you offer them a scholarship and an NIL opportunity.
I am the MC for the local chapter of Coaches Versus Cancer. And last week we were down at St. Bonaventure, Mark Schmidt, all the college basketball coaches, a lot of people. One thing that came out of there in my conversations is a lot of it's retention. You really, and what you just said speaks to me as an NFL guy where you know your players better than everybody else knows. And if you have somebody and all of a sudden they're getting offers, tell me about retention and how important it is to kind of find the right way to keep players these days.
Critical. And the number one element of NIL and why you need to be competitive is to retain your best. Because when you have somebody who's an all ACC caliber player, you know, who conducts themselves the right way on the field, off the field, on the court, off the court, et cetera, that type of thing, you want to keep that person. So it's number one about retaining and retention. And you got to be competitive. It's not always the top dollar, but you need to be competitive. And then when you get guys out of the portal, you know, Kyle McCord's not our quarterback tomorrow unless we have a competitive NIL program. He's one series away last year at Ohio State probably from playing in a national championship game. They lost to Michigan on the last drive of the game. He came to Syracuse because we were competitive with NIL. He had an existing relationship with Coach Fran dating back to his Pee Wee football days in South Jersey. And candidly, he could have made more from other schools, but the fact that we put a competitive NIL package and the relationship, so relationships still matter as well. It's a combination of the two. If you do that, you can be successful. And I think we have the coaches and Coach Fran, Adrian Autry, obviously Felicia Leggett-Jack, who had great success at UB. So now it's, okay, let's build a competitive NIL program. And if we do that, we will keep our best and will be an attractive destination for whether it's high school players or transfer portal players.
Okay, I need you to put on your educator's hat for a minute. A lot of my listeners, even though they love college sports, we don't have a Power Five right here like you guys at Syracuse. Sure. And people in Syracuse understand this a little bit more and are into it. Can you please explain what the House ruling was about the $20 million and how that's all have to be kind of adjudicated across the board?
There's still a process before it gets approved by Judge Wilkin. We anticipate, we college athletics anticipates, will get approved first quarter 2025. What it will do, beginning with the 2025-2026 season, schools will be able to directly share revenue with their student athletes in terms of, you know, athletics department generated revenue up to $20 million. So $20 million is the cap. That's the max a school can provide their athletes. There is no floor, so there is no minimal requirement. But obviously, being a Power Four school, if you're going to be competitive, you know, you've got to be at the cap or darn close to it. And then we'll be able to. We'll enter into contracts with our student athletes. So if you're our quarterback, Sal, we'll enter into a contract with you. You'll get paid over a period of time on a monthly basis. There'll be checks and balances in the contract, right? In terms of obligations that you have. Obligations in terms of academic performance, behavioral performance. If you go in the portal, you know, we'd be able to immediately terminate our NIL payments, et cetera, that type of thing. So it'll be a contract between the athlete and the school.
And then what about oversight to those contracts? Who oversees that? Where does the oversight come from? Is that NCAA compliance? How does that work?
Compliance. It'll be our compliance office. We're already building the model for that. Okay. It's yet to be determined what role the NCAA will play. So that's a good question. that remains unanswered at this point.
All right. Are you confident that Syracuse will be able to be competitive with the $20 million, however you decide? And have you decided on the number if you're going to maximize that number?
I haven't decided on a number. We will be competitive. But we've got to figure out, I want us to be smarter too. I think we can, you know, we're going to be asking people, we're going to be asking businesses. We really need businesses to support our NIL efforts. Really need businesses to step up.
I know Syracuse cares a lot about the, you know, the Olympic sports, traditionally maybe known as non-revenue sports, but however you want to put it, it's not just football and basketball. There are some schools that don't have football, so they can spread that money out to other programs. Have you thought about that? Is it going to hurt other programs? How will you, I mean, you just mentioned, like, hey, if I'm the quarterback, I'll tell you, my son, Max, like, he says, Dad, I want to go to Syracuse. I'm like, son, get a lacrosse scholarship, right? I mean, you know, you can go to Syracuse there. Like, sports like that, how will you approach that, and what will be the impact on all of them?
I think, you know, we're looking at all our sports, and candidly, you're going to make decisions, and every athletic director, what sports you invest in because you can be successful. Lacrosse is a really good example. And there may be sports that you still field, but those sports may look differently. Competition may look differently, maybe regional competition, et cetera, that type of thing. So we're all going to have to determine where we invest our resources.
John Wildhack, good stuff here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Last thing on NIL, Syracuse, I believe, has three collectives. Is that you can correct me if I'm wrong. Something that's been asked to me, and so I figured I'd ask you, is that something you'll kind of analyze and say, is that the best way to go about it? Should you streamline into one NIL collective?
Yeah, we have three now. We have Athletes Who Care, which is a 501c3, Orange United, and the SU Football NIL. And I think as we go forward, I think it's very likely that we bring it in-house and we'll consolidate.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. All right. So realignment. I was just quizzing my producer, Josh, on who's in the ACC these days because you're going all over the country now. How has that impacted Syracuse? What does it look like? What's the model look like going forward with realignment? You have Stanford and Cal and SMU now in the ACC. How is it now and how do you see the future shaping?
You know, I think... I was in favor of adding those three schools for a number of reasons. I think for the ACC to be in those markets in the Metroplex, in Northern California, in the San Francisco, Oakland market, it's great. It's great for the ACC network. We have a really big alumni base in California, so they're excited about our teams coming out to play there this year. Football, we play at Cal in November. And both our basketball teams will play at Cal and Stanford this year. And it'll be, you know, two games in one trip. So it's, you know, for us, I like it.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We got a national brand. I think it's good for us to play on the West Coast. I think it's good for us to play in Dallas. We have a small but growing alumni base there. We also recruit our undergraduate student enrollment. California is one of the largest states for undergraduate enrollment, and Texas is growing. So it fits, you know, some of the profiles and some of the priorities of the university in terms of enrollment as well.
And I know you you spent time at ESPN, and you really understand maybe better than a lot, maybe any AD around the country, the TV part of this. How much does TV play a role in everything that's happening here? Is it all of it, basically?
Definitely has a role, no question about that. But I think there's a misconception out there that, you know, that ESPN calls up the conference and says, you know, do this, and the conference does it. At the end of the day, it's the presidents and the chancellors that vote on membership of, you know, if the conference decides to expand or not. Not ESPN, not Fox, not CBS, not NBC.
All right, tomorrow, 3:30 p.m., Ohio at Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing these pictures of the dome. It looks fantastic, John. Tell everybody about some of the changes that you've made. This has been something that's been going on for the last several years. Obviously, if you drive along Syracuse, you go up 81, you see the top of the dome. It's lit up. It's great. But now inside the dome as well, some big changes.
Yeah, we totally reseated the building over the summer. So all the metal benches and aluminum, you know, that was 45 years old and really uncomfortable, that's all gone. So it's all chair-back seating throughout the entire JMA Wireless Dome, 43,000 chair-back seats. It looks great. It's going to be more comfortable for our fans. We've enhanced our wayfinding capabilities in and around the dome so people can get around there easier. We've added new concession offerings as well. We've revamped the game day experience, and actually the game day experience starts 3 hours before kickoff at 12:30 with Cuse on the Quad. Or Sal, you can come. You can have have food, have drink. You're under a tent. We'll have the other games on from tomorrow, so you can watch the noon games. Have a great time, relax, have a beer, have something to eat. And then we're also, and this is Coach Fran wanted to do this, is we're going to institute the Quad Walk, which will be 2 hours and 15 minutes before kickoff, and they'll march right in front on the quad. By Hendricks Chapel, the band will be there, and it's a way for our fans to engage in the team and vice versa.
I can also put an Otto the Orange on my face if I do that.
You certainly may.
All right, so tomorrow, obviously, Fran Brown, the era begins, Fran Brown era. I mean, this guy, I just love. Every time I watch him speak, every time I see what's going on at Syracuse, I'm pumped up. I know a lot of the alumni base is pumped up. And I always joke, with total respect when I say this, I know the dude can recruit. Now we got to find out if he can coach. What have you seen from Fran Brown and what he's doing for the football team?
Well, I'm pleased with the staff that he's hired. He's got really good experience on the staff. Jeff Nixon's got a ton of NFL experience. Michael Johnson has NFL experience. Elijah Robinson, our DC, one of the most respected defensive coaches in the country. Robert Wright, who is at the University of Buffalo, really good coach. So I think he's hired really good coaches. They're smart guys. I like the support staff around them. Our strength and conditioning staff's done a remarkable job. Our player personnel, recruiting, Nate McNeil, our GM. So I'm pleased with the entire operation that he's assembled. And, I think through camp, I was really impressed with the physicality, the competitiveness of our camp, and the efficiency of our practices. So, Fran worked the last 2 years. He worked under Kirby Smart, and Kirby learned from Nick Saban, who's the best. Before Kirby, worked for Matt Rhule at Temple and Baylor, and they went to Temple, who was terrible. They made him a top 25, went to Baylor, who was terrible at the time, made them a top 25. Matt Rhule is a really successful college coach. Then he went to Rutgers and Greg Schiano, and the only time Rutgers football has been good is when Schiano's the head coach. So he's got a really good pedigree. He's ready for this, and he's prepared for the last 20 years his adult life for tomorrow, and I'm confident that he's ready.
And to tie it to the Bills, I know he recruited both Deion Dawkins and Tyler Matakevich to Temple, also Terrell Bernard to Baylor. I spoke with all three of them last year when he was hired, and they just raved about him. The relationships, that was the big thing for me, John, was they just said, listen, like, he is going to be totally straight and honest with you, and kids want to hear that these days, especially with everything that's going on.
You're right, and it's everybody that I spoke to, and I really did my due diligence in terms of Coach Fran. The three things every person said, Sal, is he's genuine, he's authentic, and he's a great family person. And he is genuine, he is authentic, he's got a great family, he's devoted to them, vice versa. And it's interesting, he will tell recruits, and he will tell their parents, like, it will be hard here. If you don't like hard, don't come to Syracuse, because we're going to push you. We're going to push you from a football perspective, an academic perspective, to grow as a person. We're going to teach you financial literacy. You're going to graduate. He lays out a plan where you can get your undergrad degree in 3.5 years. Sometimes recruiters, oh my gosh, they're salesmen, right? Mm-hmm. He recruits so effectively because of what he said, how genuine and authentic he is. And it's really interesting. I've seen him in recruiting breakfast when he gets up there and says, it will be hard here. If you don't like hard, don't come here. By the way, if you want to accomplish anything in your life, you better embrace hard.
I love it. Hey, November 23rd, Dick McPherson being honored by Syracuse University. My first year on campus was Coach P's first year. So I missed Coach Mack, actually. He had gone to the NFL. But I think a lot of people, you know, they look back so fondly on those years that he impacted Syracuse University. Just tell us a little bit about that and that day.
Well, we look forward to he'll be the ninth inductee into the Ring of Honor. And the other coaches that are in there now are Coach Boeheim. Roy Simmons, who won five national championship in men's lacrosse. Coach Schwartzwalder, who won the 1959 national championship team. So Coach Mack is going in with an esteemed group of coaches. Coach Mack's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He really resurrected this program because when he took over, this program was not in a good place. And he rebuilt the program, highlighted by the 87 team, which was undefeated. It really put on a trajectory for 20 years of success. Besides that, again, his connectivity with the community, he loved Syracuse, and Syracuse loved Coach Mack. And he gave back so much to this community. It's just this one was kind of a pretty easy decision. He belongs in the Ring of Honor, and it'll be a special day. We'll honor him at halftime. Obviously announced it a couple of days ago at the press conference. It was great to have one of his daughters and his grandson there. He's just someone that's, even though he's been gone for a while, still has, is revered. I think is the right word. He's revered in this community.
And I know Fran Brown, Coach Brown, really has made a push to make sure he reconnects to a lot of the alumni. And I know that that means a lot to a lot of people who played at Syracuse football and obviously, connect to Syracuse in other ways. Okay, last thing. Thank you so much for your time. Give your best promotion for tomorrow here in Western New York. If anybody wants to take a nice drive down the 90 to go see Syracuse open the Fran Brown era against Ohio.
Here we go, Sal. It's football season. It's football season. I know the Bills open against the Cardinals next Sunday.
Yep.
Get a jump on your football. Come on down tomorrow. Good seats available. Cuse.com/tickets so you can buy tickets online. Come early. Cuse on the quad at 12:30. Have something to eat. Have something to drink. You can watch the early games. Clemson, Georgia's at noon, so you can watch that. And then come on into the dome. It'll be 71 degrees and beautiful inside the dome. And hopefully we'll create some great memories tomorrow.
And you have great seats now, and you can put an Otto the Orange on your face if you'd like as well.
Incredibly comfortable. As many Otto stickers as you want, and come enjoy our new comfortable chair back seats.
John, I always enjoy your chats. I know I kept you a little long today, but I appreciate it. Thank you so much for doing this once again and speaking to the Western New York community about Syracuse athletics.
Thanks, Sal. I appreciate it. Go Orange. Go Bills.
All right. You got it. That is John Wildhack on the Wester Hotline. And I'll tell you, the big thing for me is, again, yes, I went to Syracuse. I know I have the connection. The big thing for me is to bring somebody like that on Power 4. I kept saying Power 5 because of the realignment. It's Power 4 now. And to bring someone like that on to talk about what's happening in the world of college athletics and college sports, who are the Power 4 now? The ACC, the Big 10, the Big 12, the SEC. Who did I not mention? The Pac-12. Used to be the Pac-10. Pac-12. It's basically gone. I mean, it is a conference, I think, now. But let's see. What are they? Well, I guess the Pac-8, and then it was the Pac-10, became the Pac-12. It's just sad, man. It's just sad. Oh, yeah. Two members. Do you know that? Here you go, Josh. I know I put you on the spot earlier, but listen. The Pac-12, I'm going to read this. The Pac-12 currently has two full member institutions. Two. Amazing. Let's see. Football, photo, subdivision, Pacific Coast. I'm trying to read about now because remember, that went away. Cal at the ACC. Stanford in the ACC. Pretty amazing to think about it. So, yeah. It's just college athletics. By the way, if I didn't tell you, it's Oregon State and Washington now who are in the Pac-12. That's it. They're going to play every game. Just have them play a full season against each other, round robin, home and home, back and forth. John Wildhack right there on the Wester Hotline here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. All right, we have a lot more college football to get to over the next several, even tonight. More games tonight. How many games tonight? We had 30 last night. Hold on. Let me see. I'm not going to count them all for you. But tonight we have Anything? Okay, Oklahoma tonight. FAU at Michigan State. Okay, there's not as many, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I will count them. Looks like 6. I'm sure there's some lower levels, but I'm looking at, on my app here, it's showing me 6. TCU against Stanford, baby. Stanford, there we go. ACC. Where's TCU these days? Big 12. I got to look it up. All right. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Alex Braske is going to join me. And we're going to talk a little bit about more about, you know, the Buffalo Bills and what they've done here over the last several days, where they sit going into week number one in the National Football League. I'd like to at some point today, and I don't know if I can have time to necessarily do this because we're going to do a lot more on it next week. But at some point today, I kind of like to look at week one. I'm just really, really excited for week one in the NFL and what it looks like on paper, at least for some of these teams and where they are. So we'll do that at some point today as well. Alex Braske, Batavia Daily, also Bills Digest. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Alex Braske because he's joining me next year on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.